It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great staff, great food, great atmosphere, and it's a great bar. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel as somewhere to stay out the north side. You're halfway between Drogheda and Dublin City, and it's a great area, actually. You're near Swords, you're near Malahide, and you're near Portmarnock, obviously. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A judge yesterday jailed Enoch Burke, sent him to prison yet again for his refusal to purge his contempt of court, for his continuing turning up at the school that he no longer works at. And I want to just let you know, and we want to get your opinions on Enoch Burke, and let me read what the judge actually said in this case, because he really lost the plot with him when he was announcing he was sending him to jail. He said, "It needs to be restated clearly by this court, as has been stated clearly by previous courts, that Mr. Burke has not been imprisoned or fined for his views on transgender issues, which he is perfectly entitled to have and articulate. Mr. Burke has been imprisoned and fined for contempt of court because he has breached court orders directing him not to trespass on school property. He is a baleful and malign presence, an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupils. There is something deeply unsettling about Mr. Burke's presence at the school. He doesn't just trespass on the grounds of the school, he goes right into the heart of the school, roaming around its corridors when he has no right to do so."
Can I just stop you there? Is that actually true? Is that the judge just exaggerating?
No, he has been inside the building. Yes, he has.
Well, how?
He just walks in the door. Most schools aren't actually locked. You can walk in the door. And there he is wandering around the bloody corridors. And in fact, this is what the judge then said. "This then is the grotesque behaviour of a teacher who puts his own ridiculous sense of himself above the needs of his pupils. It is clear that Mr. Burke is willing to sacrifice the pupils of the school on the altar of his fanatical campaign against transgenderism. Neither Mr. Burke nor any members of his family have a monopoly on Christian values or the Bible. Perhaps Mr. Burke should spend more time reflecting on Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount, 'Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.'"
I'm glad the judge said that now, because what I found in my experience over the last couple of years is Christians, so-called Christians, mm-hmm. are the most un-Christian people that you could ever
meet. They can be, I agree.
And you look at the likes of the Burkes, they are certainly not. These people who follow Jesus, I'm agnostic. I don't have any time for any religion, okay? No religion I've no time for. But these people who follow Jesus, for argument's sake, yeah? Jesus, if Jesus were alive today, he would have no time for the Burkes. Jesus was all about acceptance, forgiving. Jesus was woke, actually. Yet all the Christians are against woke. You know, you take the likes of your man, Councillor Pepper as well. And by the way, I'm not knocking his faith. He's a very religious man, Pepper is. But I would argue that Pepper has never read a line of the Bible about accepting each neighbour and love onto each other and stuff like that. And it's the same with the Burkes. All these close-minded Christians, you need to start practicing what you're actually preaching. Now, the misinformation, and just looking at their Facebook page, the actual stupidity of people.
Okay, and just to clarify,
they don't get it. He's locked up for his belief.
The judge felt the need again
to restate
that this man has not been thrown back into prison again for the fifth time because he's against transgenderism. That is not the reason he is in jail. He's in jail because he's a fucking idiot who's been having this stupid protest.
I don't think
protest.
The judge said that. Is that you saying that?
I'd say the judge was thinking it in his head.
Yeah.
Reading what the judge said, I'd say he was definitely thinking it.
Yeah, so for the umpteenth time, we'll say it loud for the people at the back, okay, loud and clear, because we're still getting message. He got locked up for standing up for his views and got cancelled. That's the world we live in now, says Gary Monaghan. Okay, Gary, that is not,
it's not true.
Why he is locked up. He is locked up for his behaviour, for the incident involving the principal of the school. And if any of you...
But no, sorry, that's not really... That's why he was suspended from work, okay? That's why he was suspended from his job. The reason he's being imprisoned is the school went to court and asked for him to be removed from the premises, asked for him to no longer be allowed to protest and trespass on school premises while he is a suspended member of staff. And that is well within their rights.
And he's not getting paid by the school.
He is getting paid by
the
school.
No, it's the Department of Education that are paying him.
Oh, sorry.
The school do not pay his wages anymore. But he has to still get a wage until all the cases are over.
Yeah. But he's spending so much time in prison, it's hard to settle everything with him.
So the only person that is responsible for Enoch Burke being in behind bars now is Enoch Burke. It's all in his hands, and he's so fucking, pardon my French, so fucking stubborn that he won't just accept that he doesn't work there anymore. It'd be like if I got let go from this company that produces this podcast, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I got let go from this, turning up every day and sitting down in this seat here and going, I want to talk, Adrian.
Yeah, you go, you've been sacked.
No, you don't work. No, I want to talk.
No, you're suspended.
But I want to talk.
Pending investigation for your gross misconduct.
And if I was literally walking around the studio like a lemon every day, I just find it so hard to believe. And by the way, this is not a biased podcast. We are open to all views.
And we will take all views.
Yeah. But you cannot trespass where you've been told to stay away from. So forget about transgender rights, forget about wokeness, all this bollocks that you're all
coming out with. Okay, let me throw an example at you. If a court, okay?
Yes.
If a court was to issue a barring order against, let's just say you, Jeremy.
Against my partner, or my partner was.
Your partner got a barring order issued against you.
Yes.
Yep. And the judge says you're to stay away from your estranged wife's house. Yep. Don't go near her because you're an abusive individual. Yep.
Yep.
And the next day you turn up, what will happen? The guards will be called and you'll be arrested. If you continue to turn up, you will eventually be thrown into prison for breaching a barring order. This is essentially what's going on with this case. There is a barring order against Enoch Burke trespassing on the property of the school in Multifarnham. Okay? He has been, Wilson's Hospital School in Multifarnham, he's been told to stay away. He's been warned not to be on those premises, but he is continued to ignore that court order.
Okay, let me put this question to you from Con.
The same thing would happen to somebody breaching a barring order.
It's a very serious thing to breach a barring order.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now here's a message. And Connie, you've been invited on to show. Amanda's invited you on, so we'd love to talk to you, because I'd love to get inside the people who actually believe this. And I'm not going to make fun of your opinion, Connie. Didn't this all start from him not referring to a student as they, them?
The whole issue of...
that's not why he's locked up.
Enoch Burke started in the school and an issue over they, them. But then it escalated and he abused the then school principal in public places to the point that his conduct or his misconduct led to him being suspended from duty.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what happened. And then he kept turning up at the school and he kept demanding that he could go and teach. And the school eventually went to court and got the court to order him to stay away from the school while they're investigating his misdemeanors. He's refused to do that. He keeps turning up at the school. And the question that we're asking you is, your feelings on Enoch Burke. That's basically it. Let me kick off the conversation with Keith.
Yeah, the court could say what they want. They're not doing it for this. They're not doing it for that. But we need to go straight back to the start of it, of why it all started. Now, the other day, I put up about a Muslim man carrying a blade in Dublin. The guard seen him. He's corrected me on that. It was, I forget the name, Sheikha, something like that, I think it was. But yous were okay with him, you know, exercising his religious rights to carry a dangerous weapon in fucking the public. But a Christian can't do it in the school. They took the man's life away because he wouldn't recognise an extra gender. You know, like, personally coming in and saying that he wanted to be called a girl and he wasn't having none of it. Look at his life is in ruin now over it. he's torn up the woke because he doesn't believe he done anything wrong. Now, just like your migrant you had there a month ago, as Jeremy said, guards wouldn't even take a dangerous weapon off him. So we have to respect that.
I just want to refer back to Keith's message a moment ago. Can I tell you, Keith, you clearly you need to give your head a wobble because you're clearly not listening to what's happening in this story.
By the way, the man was a Sikh. And by the way, we both agreed at the time when that video came out that he shouldn't have been allowed to carry that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
We both agreed that, so we're on.
But anyhow, he wasn't a Muslim, he was a Sikh. And they mainly hail from India. If you want to just Google it there, S-I-K-H is how it's spelled, Keith. Anyway, just to go back to what you were saying about they've ruined his life and everything. Here's what the judge said yesterday in court. He said, it needs to be restated clearly by this court and has been stated by previous courts. Mr. Burke has not been imprisoned for or fined for his views on transgender issues. Let that sink in. It needs to sink in to people like Keith. It does. He was not imprisoned or fined for his views on transgender issues. But the judge went on and he said, which he is perfectly entitled to have and to articulate. So in other words, the judge is saying,
by the way, that's falling on deaf ears. People listen.
Mr. Burke, on your transgender issues, but that's not why I'm sending you to jail. I'm sending you to jail because you won't keep out of that school.
In the same way,
how are people not getting that?
They do because they're thick. One of my kids' teachers, my kids all have teachers, obviously. One of them could be an atheist, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact, the chances are there are a lot of teachers in our education system that are atheist, yeah? In fairness, I'm agnostic, yeah? But if I were teaching school, I wouldn't go into the class and tell them, by the way, I don't believe in God. God, it's a sham and all that.
It's a joke,
You keep that shit out of the class and you grin and bear it. But stop coming back to this is not a transgender issue. This is an issue of a member of staff being abused.
This is what it is. The reason he's in school is because he is an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupils. That's it.
Yep.
That's why he's in jail.
That's it.
Mike, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mike?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Mike. Well, what's your view on this, please?
Well, my view is what I wrote on your post. I stand by Enoch Burke for what he's doing. He's fighting for his beliefs. I know a whole lot of people disagree with it, but I stand by him. I don't think he's been sacked. He shouldn't have been sacked. He was sacked because of his beliefs, because
He still hasn't been sacked. He was suspended pending an investigation. He still stands suspended, but it was not over his transgender beliefs. It was because of the way he hurled abuse at the principal in a public place. That's why he was suspended.
No, because of his beliefs. He stood up for his beliefs. I think, but my opinion on the whole thing is, my Christian values are important to me, and they're becoming more and more important to me. When I see Christianity being attacked from all directions, anything anti-Christian now seems to be being promoted. It seems to be being applauded. Anything to do with Christian morals or Christian values in this country seems to be being attacked from all abortion laws being passed up until the child is nearly born. Transgenderism is being absolutely pushed in every direction.
Can I just stop you there for one second? Can I just quote what the judge who jailed Enoch Burke again, what he said? He said, your views on transgender issues you are perfectly entitled to have and to articulate. So the judge is saying to him, if you're not into this whole transgender thing, that's fine by me. You do you.
Well, that's okay. That's I understand. That's a play on words. But
it's not a play on words. The judge was clearly saying to him, I am not jailing you for your transgender views, which he isn't.
Anybody listening, we an iota of sense knows that this all boils down to his beliefs. He's been put in jail. There's an attack on Christianity going on in this country now, and it's as clear as a nose in my face. Everything to do with Christianity is being dragged through the mucus being attacked.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Can I ask a question first, Mike? And I hear what you're saying and all that, but let me just twist this on his head. If Enoch Burke, was a Muslim teacher, and he was, would you still be supporting if he had radical views? So if he was a radical...
100%. If a Muslim teacher refused to do something because of his views, I think they should have been respected.
I'm glad to hear that there's no hypocrisy there, because I think a lot of people, if Enoch Burke's skin tone was a little bit darker, I think all these fundamental Christians in Ireland would not be supporting.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Mike. If you were working in a job and you got suspended from that job for misbehavior of some sort, okay? And that misbehavior is being investigated while you're being suspended. So you're suspended from work, and that means you're not welcome in work at the moment. You're gone. You're a sidelined employee, and we don't want you in the company, okay, until we conclude this investigation. And yet, you turn up for work every day and say, "I demand to come in. I demand to come in. I demand to come in." And in some cases, you actually walk into the building that you're a suspended employee from. You would be ridiculed. You would be making an absolute show of yourself, and that's what this guy is doing.
Well, is that right? Well, to be honest with you, hats off to him. I applaud him. I back him to the hilt. He's highlighting what's going on in this country. I mean, there's an absolute attack on Christianity going on in this country. Everything to do with Christianity is being attacked. Transgenderism, abortion, and everything that's being anything to do with Christianity, it's being attacked. And anybody listening here now, I'll tell you the truth. There's millions of people see the same way that I see it.
Okay, but Mike, okay, if we can all be about...
So if it had been me, so do
you, okay, you respect Enoch Burke and you respect his beliefs that he doesn't want to accept transgenderism, okay?
And I respect the other member of his family too.
Okay.
He was met by a brick wall, right? And he was jeered.
Okay,
but
similarly, if you respect Enoch Burke's right to give his opinion on religious and transgenderism topics, do you respect a student's right to want to be referred to with the they/them pronouns?
Do I respect the student's right for that?
Yeah, do you respect the student's right? If a student...
What age was that student? Do you know what age that student was?
I don't, by the way.
A teenager?
A teenager, yeah.
Teenager, so was it a child?
No, but I just asked you a question. You respect Enoch Burke's
right? A child should know that. There's being pushed on children. No, Enoch Burke's family have also... Listen, go and let me speak a wee minute, mate. His family also approached members of the DUP here in the north, right? And lambasted them over to... A DUP member, right? Is in charge now of promoting and exalting any chavist transgender in the schools. They're trying to bring them into schools up here as well. That's wrong. They're trying to bring them into primary schools.
Okay, so again, there's no getting through to you, Mike. You believe that Enoch Burke is in jail today because of his stance on transgenderism.
1,000,000%. Okay. I believe it, and I'm sort of half my country as well. Okay. It's an attack on
Christianity. I don't know if half the country believe that. The fact of the matter is that the courts ordered that he not trespass on the premises of Wilson's Hospital School in Multifarnham, and he continues to do it. He continues to show up, and that is why he's been jailed. No other reason. And the judge was at pains yesterday to say that. Mr. Burke has been imprisoned and fined for contempt of court because he breached court orders directing him not to transport.
The crux of the whole problem, this all started out because he refused to call a child they. In my opinion as a Christian, and that's what I said earlier on, all these things that I'm seeing, like spiraling out of control, all these things are actually strengthening my Christian values. And now, I wouldn't have been wild Christian up until maybe 2 years ago, but every day, every month, and year by year now, my Christian morals and principles has strengthened and become stronger, and I hope All anybody that calls himself a Christian throughout this country here and probably everywhere around Europe and around the world at this present moment time, I hope all these things, all these attacks are clear to them as well, and it's strengthening their values and it's strengthening their morals and pushing them back to their church again, because there is an attack on Christianity, and that's my opinion. And I applaud
Do me a favour, stay with me for a second, Mike. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. This is the Opinions Matter podcast.
By the way, fair play to Mike.
I respect his...
Because there's so many people that would say on Facebook, I support him, but won't have the balls to back it up.
And they don't know why.
Mike actually has a really, really strong argument.
Jenny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jenny?
Hiya, hold on, I'll take you off speaker. He was blowing my eardrum off.
What did you
He's
want to say?
He's very passionate. I like someone who's passionate about their beliefs. I believe in that. I think the only reason Enoch is going to prison is because of his mother. And I think all of the Burke's children have been brainwashed. They're in a cult, and she's a cult leader that she's given birth to. She kept them at home. They're not one of them has a normal life. I feel so sorry for them. How old is Enoch? Is he in his 30s?
I think so, yeah.
He's driven to school by his father and kicked out of the car, and off he pops back down to the mother. Yeah. I think every single one of those children need help more than any children who think they're trans or know they're trans. Like, I do believe in trans. I do believe there are people in the world that are trans. It is at the moment, I think a lot of teenagers will grow out of it. But those children, all of those kids have been indoctrinated into a cult by their mummy. And about Christianity and all beliefs and everything, they're evangelists. They believe only 2,000 people go to heaven. So all of these people that are Christians and Catholics...
Okay, the bottom line is that people like the Burkes, they don't espouse transgenderism. They believe...
But it's not the only thing. It's not only transgender.
In
2008, they were outside St. James's Hospital with pickets handing out leaflets because there was a gay doctor and they said he was going to spread AIDS.
Yep.
This is not the first run... For the
No. I know it's not the first rodeo.
Jenny, I've always said this to people who say, you see people on Facebook saying, I support the Burkes 100%. And I always say, I always say to them, you may support the Burkes 100%. They don't support you. Because if you.
They're going to hell.
Yeah,
you're an evangelist.
Yeah, if you
there's only 2,700 people to get into heaven.
Yeah, there's not one person.
Mammy Burke believes she's the first one getting in.
There's not one person listening to this podcast now that hasn't had sex outside marriage. In fact, a lot of you have probably had babies outside marriage. The Burkes do not support your lifestyle, and you are all like sheep supporting them, saying, oh,
you know that Enoch in class handed out to a student pro-life, all the female students, he handed out leaflets, pro-life leaflets school.
You can't do that.
Anyway, so let me ask you then, Jenny, when you hear somebody like Mike fully supporting Enoch Burke, fully supporting him...
Even though Burke doesn't support Mike's lifestyle, because I used
to... Look, of course he doesn't, and he's not going to heaven because he's not an evangelist.
I assume, Mike, you've had sex outside marriage, have you?
What's that?
Have you had sex outside marriage?
Of course I have.
Yeah, but the Burkes wouldn't be a fan of that then.
No, you're going to hell, by the way. You are in hell now because you had sex outside marriage.
Are you an evangelist, Mike? I am not. I've already stated I'm a Christian.
Well, you know the Burkes think you're going to hell. There's only 2,700 room. There's only space for 2,700.
Are you a Christian, Jenny?
Sorry,
I am a lapsed Catholic. Agnostic, but I have respect for
agnostic. Well, yeah, that's it. So all the agnostics and all the atheists are going to ring him against him. All the Christians are going to ring him for support of him, and that's what it is.
Do you know the way I live my life, Mike? There was a man called Jesus Christ, and he made up a couple of rules. He definitely existed. I don't know if he was the Son of God, but he made up some very good rules. And that's the way to live your life. And let me tell you, there's nothing Christian about the way the Burkes are carrying on. I tell you, I'm good to my neighbour. I tell so
hang on. You live your life by the Ten Commandments, basically.
No, well, the Ten Commandments are no. But the way what Jesus said, there was a man called Jesus, and he did exist, and he had some good values.
Yeah, grand.
And if you live to that way, and everyone will be happy.
What's your name?
My name's Jenny.
Her name is Jenny.
Jenny, do you believe in the quote, forgive us our trespasses?
I believe that people can, I don't believe in just going into mass and going into confession and all of a sudden all of your sins disappear because you spoke to some guy who is supposed to represent God. No, I don't. I do believe if people do something wrong, they can make a they can make up for it once they accept that they've done wrong and apologized and made amends. Yes. Not going into a confession box and telling some fella that, okay, like you can go into a confession box and say, I murdered somebody, and say a couple of Hail Marys and you're absolved, you can go to heaven. But no, I don't believe in that. But I do believe people make mistakes. I believe that people can get better. But yeah, so if that's what you mean, I believe people can make amendments. Yeah, if that's what you're asking.
Do you believe Enoch Burke should be in prison right now?
Do I believe Enoch being in prison?
Do you think it should have been four times he's been in prison now?
And he still hasn't made amends. I feel so sorry for him.
You see,
my heart absolutely.
Why do you feel sorry for him?
Because I don't think he's normal, and I don't think any of the Bourke children are normal. I believe their mother has got a narcissism and a God complex, and that she has given birth to her own little cult. Not one of the children have long-term relationships. Like, I mean, it's normal as a parent. I'm a parent of two young adults. I believe it was my job to teach them right from wrong, to teach them to be good people, but also to have their own minds and make up their own decisions. That wasn't done. That was not done with any of the Bourke's children. That none of them have a normal relationship. Like, Enoch is 30. He's been driven up to a school by his father. His mother, they loved the fact that they got this email saying, will you call them they or them? Jesus, they nearly would. It would be like getting a bottle of vodka for an Irish person, winning it in a raffle. It was all their dreams come true for the mammy. They're not normal people. They don't have normal relationships. They're all very very intelligent.
They are, but they don't super have their own minds. Okay, let me ask you then a simple question, Jenny.
Yeah.
Enoch Burke has been thrown back into prison for the fifth time. The judge was at pains to... this is the fifth time.
Oh, is it the fifth? I thought it was the fourth.
He had been in four. This is number five. The judge was at pains to point out that you're not being jailed for your views on transgenderism.
It's because he broke the law. He's not above the law.
He broke the law. The court instructed him to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School, and he refuses to. He keeps turning up day in and day out, and that's why he's been jailed.
What do you say? He gets help. I hope he gets help when he's in there.
I don't know if he's even looking for help.
I hope they're doing a deprogramming program.
Okay, but let me ask you then, Jenny.
But sorry, Jenny, people who are that deep-rooted with their religious beliefs, as the Burkes are,
you're not going to talk them out of it.
Because they were homeschooled, so obviously from a very young age.
They have never been socialised. They don't know right. They were taught their mothers right from wrong.
Let me ask you, Jenny, what do you say to the people, and there are many listening to us right now, who believe that this ultimately is a case of a man having been jailed for his religious beliefs regarding transgenderism?
He was never jailed for his religious beliefs. And by the way, none of the Bourkes care about any of you, unless you're evangelistic Christians yourself, because yous are all going to hell.
Okay,
as far as they're concerned.
Mike, I'm going to ask you to say, why can you not accept that is not the reason that he has been jailed?
Well, his record as a teacher before he was asked to call a kid, right? A child, remember, that we're speaking about, a child. Before he was asked to call a child in his school, they His record before that was exemplary. He was a great teacher.
Mike, you're wrong. You're wrong. There are many parents who remove their children from the class, lads. I'm not going to debate
his teaching skills before the
look. He's a fantastic. He's a beautiful, handsome young adult who intelligent in one way, but was never taught.
But Mike, my question is, unlike Jenny, why can you not
accept? You do your research. He had a blemish on his record as a teacher before he was asked to call a child.
Parents remove their children from the class.
If the class generalism was she had the rules, he would still be there in the job of the day. So that's the crux of the whole problem. That's it. And I believe, and I also applaud that he's using his platform now to highlight the attack on Christianity and the wrong that's going on schools. They only recently, the UK Supreme Court passed a motion that all Christian religious studies and schools in the north of Ireland are deemed illegal, which is another attack on Christianity, and that needs highlighted as well.
Okay.
So you can't tell me that there's not an attack on Christianity in this country because there is.
Okay.
I
want to play a very quick voice note for you that I've been asked to play, Mike. This is from Damien.
Hi, guys. Damien here. Your heads will be melted by the time this is finished because there are idiots and there are idiots. And the cream of the crop will come out today.
Oh, I don't know why, but that was specifically directed at you. But stay there for a second, Mike, if you can, please. I want to bring in Jonathan's opinion.
Good afternoon, lads. Sorry, I can't come on. Regard the Enoch Woke thing. You know, I support Enoch. You know, it's that simple. I just support the man. Because as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to set this, you know, the whole, you know, he's in breach of court orders. There's a multitude of people out there in breach of court orders. But just because they don't make the kind of noise Enoch Woke makes about it, they don't go to prison. But by law, they should be, because they are in breach of court orders. And Jeremy, please, with your fucking ignorance and the Bible, read it yourself or stop going on about it, okay? Because you keep on misrepresenting because you know nothing about it, okay? Jesus Christ was sent as a disruptor of things that were going on when he arrived, okay? A disruptor. He wasn't this peaceful image you have of him. He divided people. He caused anger among people because it was follow him or else, you know? There's no giving this. So either read the Bible yourself or start looking into this, yeah? But stop just shouting down on people when you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to that book, okay? And people's faith. Because you really are a moron on this issue sometimes. It really boils my fucking blood, the ignorance out of you, when it comes to this issue. Because again, if it was a Muslim or anybody else, you wouldn't have the same argument because you'd be fucking terrified.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I do have a message that I want to play specifically for Mike from Eddie.
This Nordy fella here you have all on his fucking soapbox shouting over you, not letting you get a fucking word in edgeways, going, oh yeah, I respect Enoch's beliefs, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, Enoch didn't respect the laws of the land. He's not being locked up for his beliefs. He's locked up for what he's done after that.
What do you say to that, Mike? He, and I've said this to you several times, he has not been locked up for his religious beliefs. He's been locked up for disobeying the law of the land.
Right. What I say is what I said initially. I think he's using his platform now to let people see that his beliefs are being attacked. His religious beliefs are being attacked. And once again, I'll stand by everything I said. I know everybody's going to have this. And probably that's the whole point of your post on your radio show and why you choose me here. Everybody, come on. Everybody's going to have different opinions. People's going to come on arguing with everybody. Going to say, I'm right, you're wrong. He's right, he's wrong. But my honest opinion is, I take my hat off the man. I take my hat off his wee brother that stood up in the auditorium at the last day and asked the president-elect a question. And he was met with silence, and he actually he was booed and jeered and heckled out of his. He was manhandled out of yards. I respect his family for confronting the DUP and other politicians only a few weeks ago for the fact that they're trying to actually push and promote transgenderism in school, and they're going to try and look. Any transgender pupil in school will not only be promoted but lauded and used as an example. They're actually told to use children.
Okay, so you admire, even though I know you have to accept that the reason he's been jailed is because he's not obeying the law of the land and not obeying a court order. But you admire him for using it to go to jail and to get all this publicity.
Not publicity, awareness. It's not publicity, it's awareness.
Well, same thing, yeah.
That Christianity is under attack. And yes, I do. I admire him and admire the Rafferty's family for highlighting it. And I do. It's an attack on Christianity and I stand by it. And I know there's going to be all that atheists and agnostics and on the fence people and all the people that got there that hate Christianity.
Good to talk to you, Mike, and thanks for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
You too. No what?
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good. A bit of a headache, but grand otherwise. What did you want to say on this? A lot of people like Mike, and again, I have to respect his opinion on this, that he has the back of the Burks. He's in full support of what they're standing for, blah, 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 blah. What's your view on Enoch Burke being jailed for constantly turning up at Wilson's Hospital School?
Yeah, he has to be jailed for that. I mean, if I was a mother with a student in there, a kid in there, I wouldn't want him hanging around. You know, it's like, it's just, yeah, let's face it, it's creepy at this stage. Some man just dropped off by his dad and dropped standing outside of school and then going home.
In fact, the judge said, you're calling it creepy, the judge said he is a baleful and malign presence, an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupils.
Well, so see, I don't know big words like the judge, so I'll just say creepy.
Yeah, but it's like, the same thing.
What I don't get is, I thought, now, I haven't read the Bible from corner to corner, I only know what I learned in school. One thing I did learn in school, drilled into me, was don't judge others. That's one of the basics that Jesus said. And then, if you do judge others, I'll judge you. So,
in fact, even the judge yesterday said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, treat people like you would like them to treat you.
But some of the most hateful people are Christians. You look at all the American Trump supporters. Yeah, you look at the people who supported McGregor over the last couple of months. The American fundamental Christians and the Irish fundamental Christians. Their beliefs are fucked up. They're completely at odds with each other because they claim to be Christian, but they haven't got a Christian bone in their body. I don't believe being a Christian means going to mass and getting down on your knee and praying to
him. No, it just means being a decent human.
Yes, it literally means being a decent person.
By the way, that's the fundamental belief of most religions, being a decent person. Yeah. Literally, that's what all religions teach you.
They're reminding me now of the Temu version of that Westboro Baptist Church in America.
Mm.
They're really, really dangerous. Really dangerous. And absolute, how these people think if there is a heaven, they're getting next or near it is beyond me.
Yeah, no, and the Burks haven't quite gone to protest outside funerals of dead gay people like the Westboro Baptist Church in America did. I don't know if they still do it, but they certainly did. They would hold protests outside the funerals of gay people saying God hates fags and all of this shit.
Shocking.
I don't know if they still do it, but they certainly did.
But that's the point. It's like, how can you equate that with a God that we're supposed to believe is kind and forgiving? That's not kind and forgiving. What the Burks are doing, you know, at the end of this, there's a kid at the middle of this. And that kid, if they're bleating on about their rights and their religious rights and their right to say this and say that, well then, the kid has rights too. So why we're supposed to accept Enoch Burke's rights, but not the kid's rights. Right here, whether you believe that somebody can be trans or somebody can't be trans, if you believe the Burks have a right to their beliefs, then you have to say that that kid deserves a right to their beliefs too, or else you're just a hypocrite.
Okay, and as the judge even said yesterday, he supports his right to, he said, you're not being fined or imprisoned for your views on transgender issues, which you are perfectly entitled to have and to articulate. So the judge is basically saying, you do you, you're entitled to your opinion, that's not why I'm jailing you.
But also, you know, you can't have him turning up. That's a distraction to everybody, him turning up every day. And what would worry me is, like, it could get, like, somebody who has very different views to him could turn up and there's a fight outside the school. You know, that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be,
so
it
has to be extremely, to stay away.
It has to be extremely difficult for staff and for students to see him marching up and down outside every single day. And as the judge said yesterday, now, I didn't realise this was actually a thing. The judge said he doesn't just trespass on the school grounds. He goes right into the heart of the school, roaming around its corridors when he has no right to do so. Now, I find that really creepy, I'll be honest. Yeah, I really do.
That is creepy. I mean, there's kids in there and there's, like, no. Well, no, I mean, none of us would be allowed to do that.
No.
Did he not claim in a recent interview a couple of months ago that all the students are supportive of him, that when he walks to the gates, they're all looking out the window smiling at him and waving at him? And saying,
probably because it's a freak show.
Jesus.
No,
seriously. Laughing at you, Enoch.
I know. Again, I feel, like Jenny was saying, if you, I feel sorry for him because his whole family know nothing outside what they were led to
believe.
The bubble they were brought in. And if anything is an advertisement against homeschooling, that would be it, because you're literally not growing up with an open mind. And it is very, very sad. And that just shows you, if you grow up in a house where, and if you look, a lot of kids in America who are growing up in fundamental Christian houses, they're literally being brainwashed from day one that sex is evil and sex outside marriage is evil and children outside marriage is evil and LGBT is evil, the whole thing is evil. Like, whatever happened to just, as you said, Niamh, accepting people for
living
that
live.
Live and let live. That's it. If JC was around, JC would be woke, yeah? Jesus.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, no, he would. Jesus was woke back then, and Jesus will be woke now. Do you think Jesus will be throwing firebombs at iPass centres and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
No,
but you're also supposed to believe that God created us all in his image. That means nobody is wrong. Gay, trans, nobody. Because if we're all created the same as God, then we're all equal.
Mm.
So him going around saying everything is wrong is just his view.
Okay, so what do you say to the people listening to us right now who firmly in their heart and soul believe that this jailing is all about his beliefs on transgenderism and he's entitled to those beliefs and he should not be in jail?
I tell them just do a simple Google search and find out exactly why he is in jail, because it's nothing to do with his beliefs. It's to do with the fact that he broke a court order, and you can't do that. Nobody can, regardless of your beliefs or your family. You don't get to do that.
Mm. I would imagine because of their beliefs that they believe that religious law trumps the law of the land.
Oh no, I would think so as well. Yeah.
And that God is their judge. And that this
you see, they love persecution.
Yeah.
You see, this persecution to these people, these fundamentalists, is the direct route to heaven. If you're persecuted on earth, you're rewarded up there. So they love this. It's the same as, you know, a lot of religions that believe that if you're persecuted, then, you know, you're going to get a VIP pass. And that's what they're instilling in them.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you as always, Niamh. Thanks very much indeed.
It's great to hear a bit of sense.
Absolutely. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? Listen, Enoch Burke is a gobshite at the end of the day. regardless of his beliefs and whatever else, right, he's broken the law multiple times and he's in prison multiple times. He could have dealt with this a whole lot differently. He could have taken a suspension, right, with a slap in the face and fucked off home and worked at it. But instead, he decided to break a court order. It's his own fault. Everything that happened after that suspension is on him and nobody else. And he's a gobshite. He deserves what's happening to him. Fuck him. Take it easy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
Good afternoon, Adrian. You good?
Now, what did you want to say on this?
You're saying and giving out about Elon being a Muppet, all kinds of names because he refused to call, or his belief is boys and girls, like the two different sexes, yeah? And you can't change them. Now, you're giving out about him having that belief. You get a Muslim on the phone. You get a fucking Imam on the phone.
Sorry, at no point, Joey, did I give out about that? And no point actually.
You called him a gobshite? You just been calling him a gobshite?
I called him a gobshite, all right. I called him a gobshite.
No.
For turning up at a fucking school every day like a fool. That's what I called him a gobshite.
So his belief of not calling a boy a girl, you don't believe it? You think that's okay, don't you? Like that? He was right somewhere, don't
they? I've absolutely
were
no.
Were you right or wrong?
I, like the judge yesterday, have absolutely no issue at all with his transgender beliefs one way or the other. I couldn't care less. We're all entitled to our opinion. I don't necessarily agree with his opinion, but I.
No, opinion is not fact. Yeah, it's two not. Separate things.
If you were born a girl,
I just want to clarify something. I called him a gobshite, and I'll call him a gobshite again because he was suspended from school. He was trespassing on the property. The courts ordered him to stop doing that. He refused to do it, and he got thrown into prison. Then he got released, and then he did it again, and then he went back to prison. That's the reason I can't understand why anybody would voluntarily go to prison just to stand outside a fucking school.
But that'd be like Joey if an ex of mine, broke when we were going out and broke up with me, and I still went to the house every day. Take me back!
Yeah, no,
I don't love you anymore. Yeah, you need to move
again,
on.
Again, that's for what you call it.
Joey, just the other thing you said, and then you can have a free reign. Just the other thing you said, because it's very important. You said opinion and facts are the same thing. They're absolutely not.
No, it isn't.
Okay, they're completely different.
So you can't have an opinion. If I think I'm a boy, that's my opinion, but the fact is I'm a boy. Let me ask you, Joey,
why do you think that man Enoch Burke is in prison?
Because he never bowed down to the agendas.
He's in prison for what? Because he did what?
The original story is that he refused to call a boy a girl.
That's correct. Yep.
That's what all stems from that.
Yeah. But do you think
that's what he's in there for?
Do you think that's why he's in prison?
Yeah.
Okay. But
Joey, I'm sorry,
you need to go and educate yourself because you sound like a gobshite yourself. The fact of the matter is that is not why he's in prison. He is not in prison because he wouldn't call a boy a girl or a girl a boy or anything of the sort.
So why did he turn up to the school? Why did he keep on turning up every single day?
You'd want to ask me, ask him that. That's why I'm calling him.
Was it to get paid? Was it to prove that?
No, because he's getting paid anyhow.
He's getting paid anyway. So if he stays at home, he was to get paid if he stays at home.
If he stays at home pending the investigation into his behaviour that led to his suspension, yes, he is still getting paid. And that would be fairly standard that somebody would get paid during their suspension period while the reason for their suspension is being investigated. Okay? So if he didn't turn up at school, he would still get paid.
Right, so I was under the belief that he was only turning up because it's part of his...
He's turning up demanding to go into the class and teach people in a job that he is suspended from. So I've worked in radio stations over the years, how do you think it would work if I was suspended from my job for being abusive to one of my managers, okay? And I absolutely screamed the odds, you're a fucking prick, and I threw things at him and got suspended from work, okay? That's what happened. I got suspended from work over a big argument with my boss. And then I'd rock up to the radio station the next day and say, I want to do my show. Well, no, you're suspended. Oh, no, I want to do my show. No, you're suspended. Like, seriously, that's literally what this is about. And how people don't get that.
What it comes down to, Joey, at the end of the day, on behalf of Enoch Burke, is arrogance. The arrogance to think that he is above the law. Nobody is above the law. And this is because he believes that God and Jesus are judge, jury, and executioner, and that nobody trumps the law of the Bible. And that is the problem.
That's been in the Constitution. You swear an oath to God, so above you is God.
Okay, we don't live.
We live by the laws of the land, we don't live by the laws of God.
Some of us do. So, sorry, Joey, do you work on the Sabbath then?
Sorry?
Do you work
no.
on, You don't work. You've never worked on the Sabbath.
No.
So you rest.
Sometimes I might work on a Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, so you do work on a Sunday, do you?
I have.
Okay. Do you wear clothes of two different types of fabric? Because that's legal in the Bible as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So have you ever worn, say, a linen pair of trousers and a denim shirt? Have you ever worn that?
Linen trousers and denim shirt.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Joe. I just want to go back to the point that the reason Burke is in prison is nothing to do with his stance on transgenderism. The judge said yesterday that these are views that he is perfectly entitled to have and to articulate. It's just that he keeps breaching a court order to stay away from the school. That's it.
It's very simple.
Thank you.
Are you getting it now?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
We all agree. Oh, geez, this is the end of the topic, sir.
It is. Jeez, Joey, this is the first time we ended up agreeing on something.
Joey, you know what? The three of us need to go for a pint for Christmas.
No, we need to go down to...
You can't, because you don't even drink pints, so you need to stop saying that, because you don't even drink.
Yeah, you don't even drink.
You need to stop saying we'll go for a pint.
Okay, we go for a Bacardi. There you go, Joey. Good luck.
Yes. Good luck.
I love Joey, I have to say.
Sorry, did he actually finally say, oh, I get it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Give yourself a pay rise.
Stephen has been in touch with us.
I'll start again. All this came from the root of his principal making him say they, them, she, he, be, whatever. That's where it all came from. Yes, Enoch was well and within his rights to question that principal. And then she went on the defence of saying she was abused. She wasn't abused. He told her the truth. And ye don't like that. All he did was tell her the truth and then she went on her high horse and said she was abused. That's not abuse. Somebody telling you the truth.
Good man, Stephen. Jesus, he's angry. Marion.
So if Enoch Burke is imprisoned for the different reasons, answer me something. Why have they not had his appeal yet? Like, why is every newspaper report subject to appeal? Why is it that in 3 years, Wilson Hospital School haven't allowed Enoch to have his appeal? So you're saying to me that if you were to be made redundant or fired from or suspended from your current positions, that you wouldn't have an opportunity to appeal that decision. And each of you in the media just decide, oh, subject to appeal, or his appeal is outstanding. So Enoch Burke has had no appeal. He's had no situation. So with all the court cases and with all the imprisonment and everything else, Wilson Hospital School have not, with the judges or with the legal teams, allowed him to present. Now, I wonder why that is. Could it be that the particular child in question actually did not know, or their parents did not know it was them that the principal teacher was discussing? Does it be that they actually support Enoch Burke? Could it be that the school themselves tried to put in place on the appeals panel people who have publicly came out to support transgender ideology, and Enoch Burke has been successful in having them removed? Could it be that they will have to say, when they suspended him, they will have to explain that there was an email sent asking him to refer to a child as they? So when you are presenting and saying about Enoch, be fair. You know, be fair with your media portage. Say, why has he not had an appeal? Look at all the press coverage, and that line is thrown in there, just subject to an appeal. Why has it taken this long for Enoch Burke to be able to appeal the decision that's been made against him? And that's the reason they're paying him his full salary, because he hasn't had the right to an appeal.
Marion, I ask every day why it has taken so long for that appeal. I don't know the answer to that, but we have been very fair to Enoch Burke, and we're merely trying to point out that the reason he has been imprisoned is only because he has refused to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. That's it. He has refused to, and that's why he is in jail today. One final message from Rachel.
I have a transgender child, stepchild, and they went from girl to boy. And I feel like people are less offended by that or something if it's a girl to boy as opposed to a boy to girl, and that doesn't make sense to me. But if it makes them happy being that way, like, why does it matter? I don't understand it.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed for your message, and maybe at some stage we could have a conversation with you independently about that and your child and your life adapting to the change in circumstances with your child. I'd love to talk to you sometime.
This is purely guesswork now, but I would imagine the reason the appeal is taking so long is because he's in prison half the time.
Yeah, like I would imagine so. He's been over 500 days in prison in the last couple of years.
You can't appeal something when you're behind bars. As well, by the way, he's taking up a space that an actual dangerous criminal could be put in, isn't he?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not a danger to anybody.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode of the podcast, which is most weekday afternoons at around 4-ish and every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We drop a weekend episode every Saturday, as you know, Jeremy.
Yeah, we drop us, yeah.
It drops at exactly 1 o'clock every single Saturday.
Well, I'm the dropper.
You drop it at 1 o'clock always of a Saturday. And why not join us, by the way, just finally, on our WhatsApp channel. If you'd like to join us on our WhatsApp channel, we send you notifications about different things coming up on the show or when podcasts drop. You send the words add me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a reply link. Click on the link, hit subscribe, and then you're part of the team on the WhatsApp channel. We'll catch you on the next one.